Hello, everybody. Welcome to your yoga nidra practice. Let's begin. Start by, I don't know where this came from, but you all know me well. I'ma just go with it, full send. Start by snailing into your shavasana. I did say that. I'm not even mad. I am not taking it back. I'm going to say it another time. Start by snailing into the position of shavasana. What does this mean? You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just have to know my humor. Take your time, move really slowly like a snail, really attentively. Are snails attentive? I'm gonna say yeah. All that pace, they're so mindful. Snail your way into your position of shavasana or whatever pose, whatever position, whatever shape makes sense for you, my sweet snail. Okay, I'll stop there. Maybe. And maybe today you grab your bolster or an extra set of pillows, folded, rolled up towels, something underneath to soften the low back. Take your feet a little bit wider than hips width distance, letting the feet fall open. The arms away from the body, shoulders pulled down, palms face up. Or down or inward. You might even shuffle the shoulder blades inward slightly so that they melt in and down the back, further encouraging those shoulders to rise down away from the ears where they can take up residence when we're stressed, right? That, I don't know, shoulders up to the earrings. Let's reverse that. A slight tuck of the chin to keep the back of the neck nice and long and spacious. A slight tuck of your tail to keep the low back and the entire spine long and spacious. And just beginning to settle in here, our snail settle. I love that. I think we have a name for, or at least a signpost towards, the name of our session. I never name them until the end. It's got to be a feeling. Take your time. Get good and settled. Make sure your position, your bodily shape makes sense for you. Take all the time that you need. Let's take some collective communal breaths here all together, never alone, through the nose. Fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, face, top of head. And through the mouth, sigh it out, let it go. We're gonna switch gears. Let's do the physiological sigh. We haven't played with that one in a while. So it'll be still an inhale through the nose, but it's going to be two sips like this. And then you'll open the mouth and sigh it out, maybe make some noise as you release. I'll do a few examples and then we'll dive in together. Feel free, of course, to join in when you're ready. Sips in through the nose, and I'm already feeling that buzz, that clarity starting to settle in, which I love. And then a sigh through the mouth. Try to let it be rather spontaneous. I know we are really efforting with those two sips in, but after some time, your body is just going to find that rhythm and then ride that wave. Yeah? All together. Collective, communal, physiological sighs, two sips in, a sigh, make it audible through your mouth, and start again. Join in when you're ready. Keep those shoulders down, the belly moving and pumping with breath. Release your jaw, dive in. One more round when you're ready. Close down your lips. Close down the eyes. Unhinge jaw even more. Feel head melt into the pillow. Breathing naturally, spontaneously, no effort. In and out, deeply through your nose. Allowing the breath to become easeful and easy without any tension in the belly. No sips of breath, no effort. The breath becoming involuntary now. Again, without any work or efforting on your part. Yeah. And as you are settling in here, just scanning the body from head to toes, from toes to head, to see if there's any last movements or fidgets or wiggles or shuffles, adjustments you could make to make yourself even 5-10% more comfortable, knowing that it is more than worth it to make these adjustments now. So you won't need to fidget or move, hopefully, for the rest of your practice today. It's like the princess and the pea, right? Tend to it now before it becomes a giant, perhaps, distraction. Take your time, snail in, settle in, no rush. And now beginning to open the body to the earth below you. Open the body to sensation. There are many. Open your senses. First, the sensation of hearing. Just open to it. Become curious. Explore your sense of hearing. And begin to see just how far your hearing right now can reach. Noticing the sounds, the vibrations that are furthest away from your body. And not seeking sound or concentrating too intently on one sound. Just noticing if there are any sounds the furthest away. And then letting them go. And noticing sounds a bit closer. Maybe sounds just outside the room or inside this room that you're in. And then turning inward the closest sounds. And see if you can sense the sound of your own heartbeat. Heartbeat as a sound, a sensation, a rhythm. Sensing your heartbeat. And then moving to perhaps a sound of ringing inside of your ears or a white noise of sorts. And then moving to the subtle sound of the breath. Entering and exiting the nostrils, as subtle as that sound may be. And then opening yourself up to the sensation of touch. Noticing the temperature of the air that touches the skin of your face. And then the sensation of the fabric, the clothing that touches your skin. Maybe even the weight of your clothing, your blanket, your eye covering, anything on the body. Feeling that gravitational pull here. And then noticing all the points of contact that your body is making with the earth beneath you. Points of contact that your body is creating with the earth beneath you. From the heels, through the calf muscles, the backs of knees and thighs, the buttocks, the muscles along the spine, the backs of hands, elbows, shoulders, shoulder blades, back of neck, and head. And notice how all of these points of contact firmly hold you here. So there's this equal sense of a strong, supported foundation, giving you that sense of security, stability, and safety, right? But that supported foundation is intertwined, it's braided with a sense of release and liberation and the ability to let go. Allow yourself to be firmly held by the earth beneath you, knowing that the more you let go, the more you are supported, able to let go once safe and supported, and then able to sink down even heavier the more you let go. Now, once again, even more so this time, notice that thin layer of contact, this time between your upper and lower lip. Lines of contact. Sense the thin layer of contact between your upper and lower eyelids. And back to the body on the floor. And then the lips. Both sets of eyelids, even heavier. Back to the whole back plane of the body, weighted, rooted, secure, and held. To the line of the lips, both sets of eyelids, back to the body. Sinking even heavier, rooted to the earth below you. While we're in this together, it's feeling very collective today. Of course, you can choose your own Sankalpa if one's really knocking at the door for you. Or perhaps today you try, I am safe. I am safe. Really speaking to and honing in on that sense of rootedness, of security, of stability, so that you can let go of all that no longer serves you, all that keeps you feeling unsafe, ungrounded, destabilized, right? For when we feel safe, we can let go. And when we let go, we sink down heavier. We feel even safer. We let go even more. We sink down even more. So whether it's I am safe, or maybe I let go, or something else that your heart is whispering or singing to you now. Repeating your Sankalpa, let's set the tone for this practice the rest of your day, week, season, month, life. Do the work now, right? Plant that seed with faith, with feeling, with trust. Your Sankalpa, 3 times. Now, shift your focus and move all of your awareness, your full awareness, into your right hand thumb, as if you hadn't felt your thumb in years. Become curious about your right hand thumb, the inside out. Now feel and sense fully the right index finger, right middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger, the palm of the right hand, and the center of the palm of the right hand, back of the hand, right wrist, right forearm, the right elbow, the inside and outside of the elbow, the upper arm, top of the right shoulder, the right armpit, right side of the chest, right nipple, the right ribs, and the right lung, right side waist, and the right hip joint, the right thigh front, back, inner seam, and outer seam, the right knee, the right shin, calf muscle, ankle, top of the right foot, and sole of the foot, the right heel, sensing the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and pinky toe. Now move all of your awareness, full awareness, into the left hand thumb. Left index finger, notice sensations. Middle finger, left ring finger, and pinky finger. Palm of the hand, and center of the palm of the left hand, through to the back of left hand, the wrist, forearm, elbow, inside and outside, the upper arm, top of the shoulder, the left armpit, left side of the chest, the left nipple, left ribs, and left lung, left side of the waist, and the left hip joint, the left thigh front, back, inner seam, and outer seam, the left knee, the left shin, calf muscle, ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot, left heel, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and left pinky toe, to the backside of the body, where both heels touch the earth, the calf muscles, backs of knees, backs of the thighs, the right buttock, the left buttock, the lower back, middle back, and the upper back, the right shoulder blade and the left shoulder blade, and bend the whole spinal column, having an experience of the entire spine from the tail bone all the way up to where the spine meets the skull, sensing the back of the neck, the back of the head, then the whole scalp, the hair follicles, the crown of the head, and moving into the front plane of the body, sensing the hairline to the forehead, right eyebrow, and the left eyebrow, eyebrow center, third eye awareness, and the right eyelid, right cheekbone, the right temple, and all the muscles around the right eye. Then the left eyelid, left cheekbone, the left temple, all the muscles around the left eye. Bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, the ring of the right nostril, the ring of the left nostril, sensing the entire nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, line between lips, the right corner of the mouth, the left corner of the mouth, inside of the mouth, the inner right cheek, inner left cheek, the gums, the teeth, roof of the mouth, base of the mouth, and the whole tongue from the root to the tip, the whole tongue. And sense the right ear, and drawing a line from the right ear across the jawbone, through chin, moving towards the left ear, and sensing the whole jawline totally relaxed. Again, from the chin, awareness flows down the front of the neck and the throat, sensing the pit of the throat, through right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, center of chest, the upper abdomen, middle abdomen, and lower abdomen. And sense the whole pelvis and pelvic floor here. The whole pelvis, whole pelvic floor resting on the earth. And then sense the entire right hemisphere of the body, right side of the face and head, right side of neck, right shoulder and arm, the right side of the torso, whole right leg. Sense the entire right hemisphere all at once, whole right side. and then the left hemisphere of the body. The left side of the face, head, and neck. The left shoulder and arm. Left side of torso and whole left leg. Sense the whole left side all at once. And then sensing both sides together, the whole body as one. The crown, the head, the face and neck, both shoulders and both arms together. The trunk, both hip joints, the right leg and left leg together. Sense the whole body here. Full awareness in the whole body. Notice the entire body resting here. Full body. Awareness. And then without needing to change a thing, simply notice the breath at the navel. Notice how the navel is barely moving as the body is being breathed. Still letting the breath be effortless here. Observing the navel rising and falling with the breath. And then adding a count to this navel breath. Inhaling 11, exhale 11. Inhale, navel rises 10. Exhale, navel falls 10. Simply doing your best to observe the navel rising and falling, counting down this effortless breath. From 11 down to 0. No rush. Stay at the navel. Stay with the breath. Knowing there's no reward for reaching 0. Just continue to watch and count the breath as it moves in the navel. The count wherever you are, and noticing the breath now as it moves in and out of the nostrils. Again, without any work on your part, no need to change a thing, just noticing the breath entering and exiting those circles of the nostrils. And again, working with the count. Inhaling for 11. Exhaling 11. Inhale 10. Exhale 10. Keep going until 0 is reached. Or if the count is lost, just beginning again. Watching the natural breath. move in and out of both nostrils. And wherever you are, letting go of the count, and again noticing the whole body here, from the crown to the tips of the toes. Notice the whole body here, and sense that you could witness your body from above. Witness the whole body resting here, holding on to nothing in this moment, completely tensionless, whole, witnessing the body rest. I am safe. Repeat your Sankalpa 3 times from this place of stability, support, and rest. And then beginning to open back up to sensation. First, just noticing sounds around you in the room. Maybe sounds further away. See how far your hearing can reach. Notice the sensation of touch, the weight of the blanket on the body, the texture of any clothing touching, covering your skin, the temperature of the air on your face and any exposed skin. Then as you keep eyes closed, just remembering, visualizing the room that you're in, remembering the time of day. And as we're moving towards closing our practice, come back to the moment, back to the breath. Notice how the breath continues to move in the belly. And start to deepen that breath, that movement in the belly. Fill it a little more so belly rises on the inhale. Then allow the navel to fall back towards the spine on the exhale, let go. Then sensing that you could breathe all the way to your toe tips, fingertips, top of the head. Exhale, maybe a sigh through the mouth. Let something go. Continuing with a deeper belly breath. If it feels good and right, if it makes sense, you could now, or in a few moments, in many moments, add gentle movement into toes, fingers, wrists, ankles, maybe rocking the head side to side. Go as slow as you need, sweet snail. Maybe in your own time, you bring both knees into your chest, giving yourself a welcomed, needed hug here. Maybe you rock side to side, massaging the spine, the back. And in your own time, either stay on back, roll to one side, come to belly or seat, and pause here on the other side of our practice, our journey today. Just taking the next few moments to continue to rest. Remembering that every time you inhale, every cell is nourished in the body. And every time you exhale, the body gets a chance to soften and let go. Be held here so you can let go. Let go. So you can be held in this safe, secure space even more. Keeping the eyes closed, and just basking, steeping in this nidra energy, in the energy of you. And notice how you're feeling without judgment, without analysis. Notice how you are, who you are in this moment. Become a witness to the experience of yoga nidra and the experience of you. Maybe you bow the chin towards the chest, give yourself a bow, some acknowledgement here, and slowly separate that line of connection between the eyelids, coming back into this space. Brand new, cleansed, clear, ready to be fully here. And with my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet snail friend. Take good care.